We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Here's the thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
the chick AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers all 2023. Bangers, bangers, bangers just from you and me. Yeah.
Are you drinking out of the wrong cup?
No.
That's all you care. Give it to
I
me.
I want it.
Put it down, it. Kevin.
I want it.
You're doing good.
It tastes better. Okay. Say it ain't so, Lizzo.
Oh my God, today.
Now, this actually happened at the, like, during our filming on Tuesday.
It did. The story broke then.
Lizzo was not charged. A lawsuit was
filed.
Allegedly filed
against Lizzo by two of her. Now, the lawsuit ain't alleged. The things are alleged.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Lawsuit filed. The alleged accounts, there's so many. There was like seven.
I thought it was eight or nine. Was this only seven?
Nine.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Nine complaints. So if you haven't seen, there's a TikToker name. I'm not a lawyer, but she's very, very talented.
Super cute.
You should check that out. I put it in the Patreon. And you can also follow her on TikTok. I'm not a lawyer, but that's a 7-minute long video, so we're not going to play it. But the gist of it is that she was accused of a lot of things. And also her dance captain was accused of a lot of things.
Wait till I tell y'all about that. Let's continue, though.
Essentially, she was accused of holding a ridiculous audition. 12-hour audition as like punishment for they said she accused people of drinking and they said they didn't, so she re-auditioned people in a grueling manner. Okay. She was accused of going they went to a club in Amsterdam and she pressured one of her dancers to touch a nude performer and I believe eat a banana out of an orifice. Was pressured to do that. The person didn't want to do it. It was like, touch it, that kind of vibe. There was a weight loss thing that's kind of murky, but it seems like at minimum, the person felt like she was either berated for not losing weight.
Or gaining weight.
Or some remarks were made about their weight. They're like a weight loss competition and the person didn't lose enough weight and she was berated. I don't know if that person was fired for that. The other thing is the person was fired in public and embarrassed, and apparently Lizzo allegedly like cracked her knuckles at that person and was like, you better be lucky, you better be lucky. And that person said she feared for her life as a result of that. The dance captain was accused of, this is a new word I learned, proselytizing.
And that is when you're trying to force your religious beliefs.
Forcing your religion beliefs on somebody. She's talking about God a lot, trying to force people to be a Christian. She found out one of the dancers was a virgin and then just like made a big deal about it all the time. But then at the same time was like talking about her own sexual fantasies or simulating them. And then Lizzo's then allegedly, because Lizzo allegedly knew about this and didn't do anything about that, that's another charge.
Yeah.
Is that she didn't do something about it. And then I think the last one, if I didn't get them all, is false imprisonment. One of the dancers alleges that she couldn't leave a meeting because they wanted her phone. They wanted to interrogate her. And one of the bodyguards or guards or security was blocking her from leaving.
Did you mention any of the Amsterdam stuff? Did I miss that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay,
the,
sorry.
Touching the breasts and the coochie bananas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Angel, as a black woman who's an international rap superstar.
Period.
What are your first thoughts when you heard about this?
Well, first things first. Her dance captain did one of my birthday parties, was the dance instructor.
No way. Are you being for real?
I'm dead serious.
Bye. You know the dance captain?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Angel!
I was on the phone with my girlfriend. She said, you know the dance captain? She did your birthday. And I said, which birthday?
What birthday was it?
It was my, it might have been like my 29th birthday.
Oh, my God.
For years, almost every single last one of my birthday parties, I would hire.
I remember this. I seen the video. Your homegirls learned to dance?
Yes, yes.
Early. They learned. Okay, yes, yes.
Yes. We would get I would get a dance choreographer. We would rent a studio space, and we would learn choreography. And she was one of the instructors that she was the instructor I hired that year.
Oh, wow.
How did you find her? What was your experience? Give us insight.
How I found her. I'm trying to remember, like, if I was referred to her or if I just put out, like, a ask on Facebook. And I'm trying to find the... Because I recently showed you... we did a dance to Chris Brown in... Look At Me Now.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. And I don't remember her being overly Christian zealous at the time, but also it's when you are Christian yourself and you grew up in an overly zealous Christian community, something that doesn't seem overzealous to you might be to someone who does not prescribe to that.
Right.
It's so funny how you can have an occurrence with somebody and you don't like, and then when you hear someone else's occurrence, it's so vastly like, oh, I did not know that they would do that. And oh my God. I think we're all shocked. I mean, like we said, these are all allegations. We don't know what is true. We don't know. Obviously, it sucks if this is true, not just for the simple fact that, you know, we here at the pods have been fans of Lizzo, but it sucks that anybody would have to go through this in a work setting. You know, I had just told these two young men that the work environment that I have with them is a very safe environment. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can be myself. I don't ever feel uncomfortable. I don't ever feel like I will ever be violated, not just in a like man, woman, like sexual sense, but violated in the fact of not feeling like I can tell the truth about how I am feeling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it sucks. And then if it is true, it just really, it's hard when your superstars let you down. You know, when you just like, you were supposed to be different.
And I hope, you were the chosen one, Anakin.
And I hope not. Listen, there were so many things that had just happened recently with, I feel like, being able to kind of connect with Lizzo. She was one of the first celebrities to be like, One Margarita, Song of the Summer.
Yeah.
And then to have all this just drop again. I pray it ain't true, but if it is, I feel bad.
So here's what here's what I want to say, because I agree with you. One thing, and it's, I want to preface this by saying a lot of things can be true,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
right? And honestly, I, as a person with a huge platform,
mm-hmm.
I am more likely to be the Lizzo in a scenario than the person.
Correct.
One thing that I see is true that happens. Allegations online are taken as fact
completely
before the person who has had allegations has made against them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
that is
this is
happened.
A fact, and an allegation is an allegation,
right?
It means I feel like this happened, right? Correct. Then that allegation has to be proven,
yeah,
right? But I can make any allegation, but in the court of public opinion, it's usually the first person who says something, they get they start off first.
Yeah.
Right. And how you feel about the celebrity.
Yeah.
Or the person, that's how you respond. Correct. Right. So, and I'll tell you what I feel like is kind of interesting. and this is because it just happened to me as well. If somebody doesn't like you, a lot of times they're just waiting to pounce.
Oh, absolutely.
Until it's socially acceptable to pounce on you. Because, right, Lizzo has these allegations. And people was like, I knew it. So let me post this video making fun of her for being fat. Right. There was like a video of a golf cart that tipped up, stuff that I hadn't seen. And I was like, it didn't matter what happened with Lizzo. You was just waiting until it was socially acceptable online
to drag her
to be fat phobic. Because that actually has, that video you posted has nothing to do with this. Mm-hmm. Azealia Banks, who be talking crazy about everybody.
She does. Why she do that?
When this happened with Lizzo, Azealia Banks was right. I watched this video and it was one of the most vile things ever. And it also has nothing to do with this. You was just holding on to that. Mm-hmm. And you agreed with her at the moment. Yeah. It just wasn't cool to make fun of that, right? So the second thing is some of these allegations, because I was reading, like, listen to Mel's video, watch the article. Some of these things are hard to understand how that is. And I literally was talking to Mel about this. I was like, if you have a hard audition, right? Like when you, I watch a lot of concert documentaries and stuff, a 12-hour audition, a lot of times the work thing is 12 hours.
Yeah.
Beyonce's Coachella homecoming documentary, they was in there for 12 hours, paid. Mm-hmm. Beyonce was sweating. They all sweating. Like, that's a tough audition. Is like, how is that a crime when that's your, like, I'm not understanding.
You're not understanding. I think one, with the audition, you're typically not getting paid. So there has to be some sort of semblance of acknowledging.
But weren't they on tour already with her? Aren't they getting paid?
Well, not if they were re-auditioning. Unless they're auditioning for specific parts and they're already paid, then.
But even auditions, like, most auditions are unpaid. So I'm like, I'm not understanding how that. I wasn't understanding how.
Okay, put it like this. So for commercial auditions back in the day before COVID, some commercial auditions, you would be there 3-4 hours. They actually, if you sign in and sign out, they actually have to pay you after they go over a certain amount of hours.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, you can't take up that many people, that people's time like that, sure, and not compensate them,
okay,
for their time.
So was the allegation that they were unpaid? Or that, because
I think it was just the cruel conditions.
What I'm saying. The inference I got was like, this was hard.
Yeah, I think because I did not do like I'm not a lawyer, but in read the entire thing. I could obviously be completely wrong. I think it's more so that it was cruel conditions that they were put in, and that because that person had such bad anxiety, they felt like they could not leave during that process.
Okay, I do remember that. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, this is why and listen, I'm trying to understand.
Yes.
So and if you go to prove, when you go to court, right? How do you prove? This is a question, not a statement or inference. How do you prove I felt like I couldn't leave?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you try to leave, do you feel like if I leave, I won't get the job? I'm fired, or somebody's, you know what I'm saying? Like, how Absolutely. Do you prove?
I think some things. If I'm being honest, I think some things they're putting in there with the thought that it's not going to stick. However, it helps paint a full picture.
Okay, so that's a good point. That's also a tactic, right? Because what else happened is that there was like a documentary director who was like, listen, I wasn't on this tour, but she treated me bad as well. Uh-huh. And other dancers start to say that. So when you're a personality, you are tried in the court of public opinion, mm-hmm, well before you're tried in the 100%. Court of law. And the court of public opinion can be infinitely more damaging than the actual legality of something, right? Lizzo could, this case could be dismissed. It could never go to trial. Mm-hmm. She could settle out of court. Her brand already, from the allegation period, is irrevocably damaged, I would believe. Right? Because if they came out and the people was like, actually, none of this happened, I was lying. That news never gets as far as this news.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Real quick, because I know people asked for us to read it, and I do want it to be fair-sided as we decided to talk about this. I want to read her.
Her statement?
Her statement.
Oh, I was going to do that.
Okay. Well. Ooh, okay.
I was going to get to her thing. I'm definitely going to, definitely don't feel like we going to tell one side and not talk about the other side. Yeah, but you can read it now.
Okay. So Lizzo just posted this today about 6 hours ago on her, I can see it on her Instagram. It might be other places. These last few days have been gut-wrenchingly difficult and overwhelmingly disappointed. My work ethic, morals, and respectfulness have been questioned. My character has been criticized. Usually, I choose not to respond to... Sorry, my mother's trying to call me. Usually, I choose not to respond to false allegations, but these are as unbelievable as they sound and too outrageous not to be addressed. These sensationalized stories are coming from former employees who have already publicly admitted that they were told their behavior on tour was inappropriate and unprofessional. As an artist, I have always been very passionate about what I do. I take my music and my performances seriously because at the end of the day, I only want to put out the best art that represents me and my fans. With passion comes hard work and high standards. Sometimes I have to make hard decisions, and it's never my intention to make anyone feel uncomfortable or like they aren't valued as an important part of the team. I am not here to be looked at as a victim, but I also know that I am not the villain that people in the media have portrayed me to be these last few days. I'm very open with my sexuality and expressing myself, but I cannot accept or allow people to use that openness to make me out to be something I am not. There is nothing I take more seriously than the respect we deserve as women in the world. I know what it feels like to be body shamed on a daily basis and would absolutely never criticize or terminate an employee because of their weight. I'm hurt, but I will not let the good work I've done in the world be overshadowed by this. I want to thank everyone who has reached out in support to lift me up during this difficult time. Mm.
So to me, the hardest allegation to believe is that, what up, y'all? I hope you enjoy this bonus clip snippet. Listen, if you want the full bonus episode, then hit the Kev On Stage Studios Patreon. It's right here on the thing you're looking at. You get patreon.com/KevOnStageStudios. You can click KevOnStage.com. You're missing out. Me and Angel do full-on bonus episodes, and depending on what the topic is, sometimes the better episode is the bonus. Honestly, we're a little more relaxed on the bonus episode because we know it's not going public, so we let our hair down. Well, she lets her hair down. I let my beard down. We also have full shows that never air in full on YouTube, exclusive shows, merch discounts, tickets. But the thing that you're really missing out on is the community. It's the people like you. Black people, some whites, some Mexicans too, but we all kind of cool. They be cool, you know what I'm saying? Allies, if you will. So join us! And stop just having the snippet only. You guys just got the tip. Get the full shaft. Mm-mm. Patreon. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev On Stage and that chick Angel.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.